Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is June 22nd, 2026, and the theme is enterprise agents getting plugged into real systems. The strongest signal today is that agents need context. Fresh web context, business context, marketing context, workflow context, and operational context. But every new source of context brings risk: bad sources, prompt injection, sensitive data leakage, unclear permissions, and cost surprises. Let's start with OpenAI. Its official feed says Samsung Electronics is bringing ChatGPT and Codex to employees. That matters because it shows AI moving from small pilots into broad workforce deployment at a major industrial company. ChatGPT supports general productivity. Codex supports software engineering workflows. The hard part is not just handing out licenses. It is identity, data access, security, developer integration, and measuring whether work actually improves. Oz had a major agent update. Web search on Amazon Bedrock Agent Core is now generally available. Oz frames the problem clearly. Agents that only use training data cannot answer questions about current stock prices, sports scores, or product releases that shipped an hour ago. Web search gives agents access to current information, but web-enabled agents need controls. Search results are untrusted input. A page can include misleading claims, hidden instructions, or prompt injection attempts. If the agent also has tools, retrieval and action need to be separated carefully. Oz also published an integration between Amazon Quick and Adobe Marketing Agent using Model Context Protocol. Marketers can ask natural language questions about campaign performance, audiences, journeys, conflicts, and content performance. This is the enterprise agent pattern in miniature. A general assistant calls a specialized business agent through a structured protocol. SageMaker also got new observability guidance for generative AI inference. Oz focuses on debugging latency and endpoint behavior with detailed metrics and CloudWatch dashboards. That matters because AI performance incidents are different from ordinary API incidents. A slow response might come from GPU memory pressure, KV cache saturation, context length, batch scheduling, token generation speed, or retries. Hugging Face surfaced two important evaluation stories. ServiceNow's Mosaic Leaks asks whether your research agent can keep a secret. The concern is that deep research agents can leak sensitive details while synthesizing across private sources. Another Hugging Face post asks whether open models are agentic enough on your own tooling. That is the right question, because public leaderboards do not tell you how a model will behave with your APIs, permissions, docs, latency, and edge cases. The Decoder reports that OpenAI's Codex can now watch a user perform a workflow once and replay it later as a reusable skill. Treat that as a reported product detail, but the broader trend is clear. Agents are becoming workflow automation systems, not just code generators. Recorded workflows should be reviewed, versioned, permissioned, and tested like code. Today's takeaway: do not treat context as magic, treat it as infrastructure. Define what sources an agent can use, how it cites them, what it must never reveal, what tools it can call, and how every action is logged. Now, let's do the quiz lightning round. Question 1. Why is OpenAI's Samsung Electronics deployment strategically important? A. It signals broad workforce adoption of ChatGPT and Codex inside a major industrial enterprise. B. It means AI is only used by small hobby projects. C. It removes the need for security, identity, or workflow integration. D. It is unrelated to enterprise AI adoption. The answer is A. Large company rollouts show AI moving from pilots into everyday productivity and engineering workflows. Question 2. What new capability does web search on Amazon Bedrock Agent Core give agents? A. Managed access to current web information beyond the model's training data. B. A way to disable all retrieval. C. A replacement for every business database. D. A static CSS theme for chat windows. The answer is A. Web search lets agents answer questions about recent events, releases, and live information that static model weights cannot know. Question 3. Why is MCP important in the Amazon Quick and Adobe Marketing Agent integration? A. It provides a structured way for an assistant to call a specialized business agent with governed access. B. It prevents assistants from using business context. C. It is only a video compression format. D. It replaces authentication with public access. The answer is A. MCP helps connect assistants to domain-specific tools and agents while preserving integration structure. Question 4. What does Mosaic Leaks warn teams about? A. Deep research agents can leak sensitive information while synthesizing across private sources. B. Research agents cannot read documents. C. Privacy testing is unnecessary for enterprise agents. D. Only image models can leak data. The answer is A. Research agents may reveal secrets directly or indirectly when summarizing and connecting confidential context. Question 5. Why do generative AI inference dashboards need model-specific metrics? A. Latency and failures can come from context length, KV cache pressure, GPU memory, token generation, batching, or fallbacks. B. Request counts alone explain every AI incident. C. Model endpoints never experience performance issues. D. CloudWatch cannot display operational data. The answer is A. Generative AI systems have performance bottlenecks that ordinary API metrics often cannot diagnose. That's it for today's Code Mingle AI briefing. If your agent can search, browse, remember, or call tools, make context policy and observability part of the product.